now. Thank you for waiting, Becky. What's on your mind?
Hi there. I'm so glad you're there. You're kind of the last resort, I think. I'll tell you briefly what the background is. I'm a person who's always been extremely healthy, and I have all of my immune system except my tonsils and adenoids were taken out when I was too small to complain, and I don't know if it was because I got strep throat or because I had a lot of viruses, but I have had in my adult life a propensity to get viruses, even though I'm really healthy and I eat good and I exercise and all the whole nine yards. But it's gotten worse, and last year I came down actually to your clinic and I had a series of IVs because I keep a virus, I'd get rid of it, and just, you know, in a couple of weeks it'd be back, and it's like I suppressed it, I never killed it. And that was finished at the end of May, and I was okay through summer, except maybe I had one virus, but as soon as winter came around, I'm having it again. It's getting worse to the point where even the A and B bomb for 3 days in a row is, you know, only seems like just suppressing it. And at this last time, I couldn't even get rid of it with that. It's still trying to get me, and I can't constantly be taking the high-dose A and B. And I didn't, you know, it didn't seem like the intravenous permanently has really gotten rid of it. I just keep suppressing it. So I'm wondering, also I have taken up to taking silver for like a few days after and with the A&D, trying to see if that would boost it. But nothing is getting it now, and I don't know what to do.
All right. Well, I heard you. You're taking your vitamin A and D. I heard that, but just to be certain, did you get your vitamin D blood level checked? And I should say, did you get it checked before the onset of any of this, before you took the larger doses?
Oh, I have had my D level checked in the past, and it was like 79. And also, I'm wondering, because I do take your recommendation when I don't have the virus, of 50,000 A a day. Now, I don't know if maybe that then, when you're boosting it up, is not as effective because I have that continuing lower level. And I also take 5,000 vitamin D on a regular basis along with the 50,000 A.
And the 5,000 D is what got your blood level to 79? And if it did, then that's a good level for you because that tropical optimal is 60 to 100 and you're just right in the middle of that. Okay, let's go on to some other things. How much vitamin C can you use before your insides tell you that's enough? As you know, when any animal gets an infection, other than people and monkeys and guinea pigs, their livers go into overdrive, making a whole bunch more vitamin C until that infection is gone. So anyway, what are you able to... But humans can't do that. Our livers
I don't know what I'd max out on. I take 1,500, but I have an issue because I have, although I'm usually generally healthy, I did have one problem, and that was a prolapsed colon. And so I can't, work as well with it because I don't have enough room to really get stuff to thoroughly, completely digest. And so I'm borderline, diarrhea as it is, so I can't load it too far. I mean, I can try a little further and see how far I could go, but probably just can't get to the level you would like me to get to.
Just a clue, ma'am. Some people have told me, and it's not everybody, I'd say the minority tell me it doesn't work, but some people have told me that if they take their vitamin C with a digestive enzyme, even though vitamin C doesn't need digesting, I understand that, but people tell me they did it anyway and they can get more vitamin C into them before they get loose or gassy. So that's just
thought. Because I do take digestive enzymes.
You know, what they do is take them together at the same time with nothing else to see what'll happen. So, but that's just a thought to try, ma'am. Now, the other thing is that I'm not sure if the IV you took at Tahoma Clinic contained the really high doses of vitamin C that are sometimes necessary to clear out infections. And those really high doses are, no kidding now, 50 grams or more. And yes, that is safe. There's no question about that. If it's done properly, it is a safe thing to do. So sometimes one has to get that sort of IV a couple times in a row before one can whack an infection. And then lastly, on the topic of going after the infection, there is this thing called ultraviolet blood irradiation. And back in the 1940s, and I have read those papers from the 1940s, people who were said to be moribund, and moribund means also almost dead from infections, while they were in the hospital, about half those people were saved with ultraviolet blood irradiation. And people who just had a serious infection but weren't almost dead, about 90% of them were turned around with ultraviolet blood irradiation. Now, that's something we do at Tahoma Clinic. And now that Harvard scientists have blessed it with a publication, we can talk about it. We couldn't talk about it so much before because that sort of thing attracts the attention of you-know-whom. So there are those two things, but that's all playing defense. And playing defense is really, really good. But as any coach of anything will tell you, if you just play defense and you don't play offense, then you're not as likely to win. You might still win a lot, but you might not as likely to win. So the other thing, playing offense, is more like what else can you do to build up your immune system so it'll work better?
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for, because other than viruses, you know, I don't seem to catch things. I mean, generally I'm extremely healthy, and it's just the viruses, and that's what I need to know. Is there something else I can do to build it up?
Yes, ma'am. Now, one of the first things to think about is zinc. You probably know that the thymus gland, which is located under our breastbones when we're young, and at autopsy, what we're told, medical students are told, that people over 70, when they're autopsied, oh, their thymus gland is hardly existent anymore. It's just a few strands of fiber. Now, how do we expect to have a healthy immune system if we don't have that thymus gland, which is the master regulator, instead is turned into a few strands of fiber? Well, somebody put out an article that pointed out that the thymus can be rejuvenated if it's not gone too long. And the number one thing that helps with that is the mineral zinc. Are you taking any zinc, ma'am?
I was. I'm not right now because I'm getting ready to do a mineral test, and so I want to get...
Good thought. We'll get the test turned in, and then you might consider it. Now, zinc is found
in... How many milligrams do you think I should take?
Well, let's start with oysters. There's a lot of zinc in oysters, and if you happen to like them, I'd chow down on those.
I don't do seafood.
Okay. Well, someone did a review of a whole lot of other publications on zinc, and they found that it was actually safe, according to this review, to go up to 90 to 100 milligrams a day, but I never ever suggest anybody start there. All the natural food stores, the Tahoma Clinic dispensaries, the compounding pharmacies, they have zinc at about a 30 milligram size. Remember, if you're taking zinc for a long time, and if you have a physician who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, you should be checking with them on this. It could push out the copper, and we don't want that. So there's companies that make zinc with 30 milligrams.
Well,
copper,
I used
milligrams.
Was the one that was 30 milligrams of zinc and 2 milligrams copper.
There you go. Well, for a while, and again, I checked with my doctor if I went over 30 milligrams, but you might talk to your doctor about temporarily using 60 for a couple, 3 months, and then back off again. And now there's other folks who are waiting patiently, so I'm going to wind up here with one other thing and then any comments you have. And that is, you probably have heard of cell rejuvenation therapy invented by Paul Niehans over in Switzerland back in the 1920s. And what he found, to be as rapid as I can about this, if people had weak livers, he'd give them injections of fetal animal liver cells. And if people had weak hearts, he'd give them heart cells, and so on and so forth. And that became so effective and so famous that people were coming literally from all over the world to his clinic. Okay, well, it was illegal to do any version of that here in our free country until 1993. And at that point, it became legal to do a version of it if the manufacturer did not tell anybody what to do with the stuff. In other words, it's really, talk about freedom. They couldn't even talk about the science behind it. They just had to sell it, and then you get to guess what to do with it. Well, fortunately, a lot of us doctors went to classes in how to use it. So even though it arrives in a vial with no instructions, there are two major glands involved in the immune system. They're called thymus and spleen. And the version that we can get over here in these United States, it has its effects for about 3 or 4 years, and then it has to be done again, and then 3 or 4 years, and it has to be done again, because we can't get the original version of Dr. Nihon's, which was actually the whole fetal cells, and those would literally take root in the human body without causing any problems because they're fetal, and then the person would only need one set of injections. They'd also need a trip to Switzerland and about $50,000, but at least they got the job done. So talk with your doctor here at Tahoma if you have one, if you need to, about cell rejuvenation therapy with spleen and with thymus. Those are the two master regulators of that immune system, and that'll probably help you play offense against those bad guy germs. Okay?
All right. Thank you so much for your time and your suggestions. I truly appreciate it. You have a great day, and go play in the sun as soon as you get through.
Well, if we can, I'll do that, ma'am. Thank you. Okay. Let's see. Thank you so much, Becky. I think we better do a commercial break. Oh, my goodness.